That was a lot of fun. Wait, what? What? We're on? Like now? Oh shit. I don't know an intro. I don't know how to do this. This is the first time I'm doing this by myself. I don't know how, just what? Oh, okay, all right. Hi everybody. I don't know how to introduce this. This is the first time doing this by myself. What am I supposed to do? Look at the camera? I mean, I have to look at the levels and everything. What am I supposed to do? Hi, everybody. Welcome to Deep Lockup. My name is Kenneth Evans. I'm having way too much fun with this. Anyway, for those of you who do not know who I am and what this is, my name is Kenneth Evans, and this is my brand new podcast, the inaugural episode of Deep Lockup. It's the first podcast that I'm doing by myself. As you can see, I have a little bit more equipment. I have headphones, I have a microphone, I have a laptop in front of me for the sole purpose of looking stuff up. So if you hear clicks, obviously you know what this is going to be. I'm looking at the levels as well, too. Now, anybody who does know who I am from my previous podcast, Failures to Film the Podcast, that podcast is sadly no longer going to be happening. We did 27 episodes. I'm very proud of the work that we did. However, I guess just certain things that I don't know if I will address. I just don't think they're pertinent to what is going to be going on here. But yeah, it was fun. It was fun while it lasted. I enjoyed having the crew on there. However, things just fell apart, and I don't even know when the last time I put something out was, and there was a lot of thinking that went on personally with me. Excuse me. By the way, I hate when people do that, so sorry. There was a lot of things that went on with the previous podcast that I had a lot of time to reflect on and to not, as I said, to not fumble over my words and go into too much detail. In that time of absence between doing Failures to Film the Podcast till this very moment now, by the way, today's Independence Day, July 4th, 2019. It's approximately 8:10 p.m., so if you do hear fireworks in the background, I apologize. My neighbors are fucking lighting up the skies out here, even though their sun's still out. Weird. So in that time of reflection, I believe the last time I put something out was probably, I want to say May? Sometime in May, maybe even April? I don't even know. I'd have to check my channel really quick. Let me see here. When was the last time I uploaded something? Let's see here. God. I put something up May 21st, 2019, so it's been well over a month. It's been about a month and a month and 2 weeks now. So we'll just say 6 weeks. Now, in those 6 weeks, I've had a lot of time to think about where I wanted to start my new venture off in. Now, Failures to Film the Podcast derives from Failures to Film the name. Now, for those of you who are new to who I am and what I spoke about on that podcast, it was mainly a film-centric podcast where I had a group of friends, and we were just talking about our film experiences and then things that popped up, current events, all that fun stuff. We ended up doing 27 episodes, which I was very proud of. I said if we get over 25, then I would be impressed, and we did. In the time of reflection, I said, if I'm going to do a podcast, if I'm going to do something that I've always wanted to do, I have to make sure that I hone in on exactly what I want to talk about. Not as to say that what we talked about in the other podcast was relevant. It was a lot of fun. There was a lot of fun moments. I thought that there were a lot of classic moments on there, would-be classic moments. But this podcast is a little bit different. The name Failures of Film has been something that I've dabbled with since I was probably 13 or 14. I had a Facebook group with a friend, you know, group of friends of mine, and we used to film like videos at parks, and we used to do like little fight videos, and we called that Stupid Stunts. We were trying to be Jackass. And Stupid Stunts got erased on my Facebook page back in like 2009, so I had to make a new page, and I called it Failures to Film the Stupid Stunts Chronicles. Now, Failures to Film has always stuck with me. It's always been a name that I even before I got into the film industry, which is what I will go in more in depth about in this episode, for those of you who are new, I always just, that name just stuck out to me. And when I decided to do the podcast last year, I spent months and months and months just putting it off. And Failures of Film, really what it represents, the reason why this is not called the Failures of Film podcast or Failures of Film the podcast or the Failure of Film, I feel like that's just more of the brand name that I'm working to secure. And Deep Lockup, anybody who's in the film industry will know that when you're in a deep lockup, it just means that you're basically offset, you're securing a certain area. And I thought that was a fun play on words because I have always wanted to talk about my experience in the film industry, but in depth. And what I mean by in depth is I'm talking about the first day that I was really, truly inspired to pursue film school, and then my first day on an actual set, and then the last 4 years, because July 10th, 2015 is my first official day on a Hollywood movie set. And I mean any set in general. I don't count film school sets. That was school. That was projects. That was assignments. I mean a legitimate film set. Yeah, July 10th, 2015. So, yeah, Deep Lockup is basically going to be my way of keeping up with the industry, basically entertainment news, showing my version of events on how I came into the industry, how everything from the time I was 20 years old going to film school till now. And forgive me for the a lot of ums. I'm realizing that now, and that was one of the things that I had to work on when I was in public speaking. And this is a little bit weird for me because I've never done anything solo this long. And there I go again. We'll work on that. This episode, obviously, first episode, I'm just kind of getting my feet wet again. But this time doing it all by myself. As I have always thought I would do. I never wanted to do a podcast by myself. I will openly admit that. Last year, I put it off. I could have turned on the camera many different times. I even tried doing this back in college, and I called it BACK, which stood for Broke-Ass College Kid, where I did skits and I implemented all this other stuff into it, which was a lot of fun, but again, I stopped. I always like a group effort. That's why I never called it Failure of Film. I always thought it was Failures of Film. And that just means a collective group of creatives that have gone through a lot of stuff and maybe feel like they're failures, maybe feel like they didn't reach the levels that they thought they were going to reach. So that is why I came up with that name, I think when I was like 13, 14. But yeah, so I guess the first thing I will address is what I like to call organized chaos. Now, organized chaos is a fun little term that we in the film industry use for sets. Honestly, everything that has to do with movie making, filmmaking, TV production, entertainment, music is all organized chaos. Somehow, some way, something gets done. It's just chaotic. It's everywhere. I mean, it probably happens a lot more than I think on other jobs. But coming from the film industry and putting a decent amount of time into it in the last 4 years. Last year, I've kind of not dabbled too much. I think the last actual set that I was on was a music video back in September of 2018. And the last full-time job I had, I left Pinewood Studios, when was it? April of 2018. So yeah, I've just been doing a reflection here, basically. I'm telling you one thing, once the bug bites you, for anything that you want to do, for anything that's been bestowed upon you, for any dream that you want to do, it's hard to stop doing it. I mean, even this, even as a kid, I always wanted to do something in radio. I always wanted to do something in broadcasting. And podcasts, to me, I feel, are still relatively new. I mean, you have all these streaming platforms. This podcast is going to be going on Anchor, and it's going to be shopped around to, I believe, Spotify, iTunes. I'm recording because I'm going to have it on YouTube as well, but I still have to, because my camera will only record, I believe, 12 minutes at a time, so you will see me stop, you will see me get up, all that fun stuff, et cetera, et cetera. I'm editing myself, I'm fixing the vocals myself, I'm still working on the kinks because I'm not an audio guy. It's a lot of fun. I mean, don't get me wrong, to do this right now even took 6 weeks. I kept putting it off, but I've been known and I've recognized within the last 5 years, yeah, I have Well, let me backtrack here for a second, because I know I'm losing my place because I don't have a co-host to kind of bounce me back around. So, about me. For those of you who do not know, I started... Let's see, I already gave you the Failures of Film thing. Okay, so the film bug. What inspired the film bug? For me, the film bug, I think it was just... You know, something as you're... When you're a kid, you play a lot. You do a lot of imagination, and you're creative, and it doesn't matter. You're having the fun innocence of imagination as a child. Now, for me, I think that the filmmaking thing took me over. I can't really say it was a certain movie. If I had to think of one off the top of my head, it was probably Jurassic Park, because I was fucking obsessed with dinosaurs. I wanted to be a paleontologist when I was 7 years old. I knew every fucking dinosaur's name. I knew every single scientific name that the dinosaurs had. I don't even remember any of that stuff now. But I think when I got my first camera, my first video camera, it was like this little tiny, like, blue video recorder that I happened to get for Christmas. I believe I was 10, 9 or 10. And it, to me, when you're a kid, I'm like, oh my God, this thing is huge. But honestly, it was like that big. It had a screen probably like maybe an inch by inch. I don't even know. But it shot video. And I used to go and just out in my apartment complex and just shoot a bunch of stuff with my friends that lived in the complex. And we would be, you know, trying to emulate Jackass, and we would try to just make up our own little stories, and we had Nerf guns and all that stuff. And I didn't realize at the time, but, you know, I was on the path to becoming, I guess you would say, some sort of filmmaker. Now, when I discovered when I got my first laptop, I think I was like, I don't know, when was I editing? I might have been editing on my dad's computer, but I think it was my first laptop I got when I graduated eighth grade. So I was 14. I discovered Windows Movie Maker. I want to say it was earlier than that. It might have been like 12 or 13. But anyway, the first thing that I ever edited, because I used to record all the time on that specific camera. I think I was editing on my dad's computer. I don't even know what the hell. I might have been using Movie Maker, but I think all I was doing was recording it and then playing it on the TV screen, because it had the two cables, the yellow and the white cables for video and audio to play on your fucking screen. So that's all I was doing. But when it came to editing, I started Windows Movie Maker. And the first thing that I ever edited was to... God, what the hell was it? It was a Metallica song. It was, it was the cover of, what's the fucking name of the song? Turn the Page. So I edited a video of clip art to Turn the Page, the Metallica cover. And it was like a 6 minute long thing, and I just found a bunch of clip art and I edited to it. And I remember showing one of my friends, and he was like, oh my God, this is crazy. It's nothing special. But when I discovered Windows Movie Maker, I said, oh my God, wait, I can edit some stuff. So I took my camera and I used to go to the park with my friends, and we used to do fight videos. What we used to do was really, jumping off swings. We used to jump off swings and we used to see who got the most height and who could do the most crazy stunt. And we wanted to be Jackass so bad. And I was like, okay, you go here, you go here. So I was like directing, right? If we want to call it that. That was my first way of experiencing how to edit. Young, being interested in the world of filmmaking, I wanted to shoot something every single day. And then when we had the summer, oh my God, I think I shot my first short film, if you even want to call it a short film. It was this thing called Hell's Forest, where I used a whole bunch of clip art of like demons and monsters, and I like put it transparently inside the... I have all of this shit, by the way. I have to dig it up. I have it all on an external hard drive. All of this shit, all these videos are still in my little 500 gigabyte fucking memory drive. Jesus, I can't believe I've had that for like fucking like 10, 12 years now. I still have it. It goes everywhere I go. And now this, for a lesser price, I bought 4 terabytes, which is beyond me. But hey, technology, right? So... You know, I dabbled in that for a few years, and then I think through high school, I think when I got to, like, my senior year, you know, I kind of just lost interest in it. I think the last thing I recorded was probably my junior year. I made, like, a parody spoof of Cops in my town, and I'm not sure how true this is, but I remember a cop, you know, in my town recognizing me because I did the video. I don't know if anybody really saw it, or maybe a few select, or somebody's relative saw something, But they were like, oh, weren't you that guy that did that cop video? I was like, yeah. Other than that, though, I took a little bit of a hiatus, if you would, on my own thing. And then I met my buddy, Brandon, who, you know, I knew in school. It's like one of those people that you, like, know, but you don't really, you know of, but you don't really know personally. And we ended up, I think, having sophomore year together. I want to say sophomore or junior year, we decided, we had the same class, not decided, we had the same class. He was in the back of the room, not just like just by himself. I'm like, fucking weirdo, what are you doing? So I went over and talked to him, and I was recording something with my friend, and it was actually for a Failures of Film comeback. We stopped recording for a while, and I was like, oh my God, we need to do something again. So the idea was, in this scene that I did, was there was going to be this envelope that I gave to somebody, or that this envelope that came to me and my buddy Eric, who was like my co-host of Failures of Film. And we got this package, and it said FOF on it, for stood for Failures of Film. And then it was like a message, right? And as we're looking for these clues or something, I said in my mind, I was like, yo, I need somebody with a car. And I think we were 15 or 16, and my buddy Brandon had a car. So I said, hey, well, actually, he wasn't my buddy at the time, but I was like, hey, man, you want to shoot something with us? And it was this little fucking camera that happened to shoot like 480p, and shit, it might have been like 244. And we shot this stuff, and then from then, he ended up getting, you know, at the time, I think he got like a Canon T3i. I was like, oh my God, that's a fucking crazy camera. And we just started doing like little short films together. Me and him hit it off really well. We did a lot of short films. We did a lot of like fighting. We just did a lot of fun stuff together. And then I stopped. I couldn't even tell you the moment I did. It wasn't even that I lost interest. It was just, I think I might've been with a girl at the time, or I just didn't think it was fun anymore. I don't know what the fuck it was, but kudos to Brandon too. I will be talking about him, and I will find a way to get him to somehow do like a phone interview or something soon, because he is doing so well. I can't even imagine, like, I wouldn't even have thought that like what he's doing now, like he's did everything freelance, you know what I mean? Like it's amazing to me just looking back at just that one little meeting. Had we not said anything to one another, or you know, I invited him to do the little film thing, or you know, we just didn't, or he didn't keep it consistent, then, you know, nothing would have happened. But I'm proud to say that, you know, I don't want to speak too much. I'm fumbling over my words because I don't want to, like, mention too much of what he's got going on now without, you know, the permission of him in terms of projects and all this other fun stuff. But I'm proud of him. He's been doing freelance stuff forever since, you know, I think we left college, high school. But yeah, he's been doing shorts. He's been doing a bunch of cool stuff. So it's really cool to see your friends progress, and it's really fun to see them grow and remember where you guys came from. It's really cool. Where I took the film set route, if that's the thing, I went into the industry. He basically made his own business, which is fucking amazing. So yeah, he was actually instrumental in that little hiatus that I had, where I wasn't really like shooting stuff with him when I was 20. Or I was 19, about to be 20, and I was about to graduate college to get my associate's degree up in Jersey. And I was in a room, him and my buddy Jamel, you know, they noticed that I wasn't, you know, fully interested in going to the business schools that I was getting into. And they basically, I'll never forget, they basically locked me in this room, in this classroom that was down in like the fucking basement of the school. And they were like, you need to figure out what the hell you want to do. What are you passionate about? What do you want to do? And I said, well, I want to do filmmaking. And I was a little scared because I was like, I want to do filmmaking. And they were like, what? I was like, filmmaking. Excuse me. Now, that is an unconventional route, as I will explain to you even more, the organized chaos. But that was the first moment where I was being truthful. I said I wanted to be a filmmaker. I wanted to be in that world. I wanted to know what that was, you know, like. Very unconventional. Very, very unconventional route. I heard it a lot from family members. I heard it a lot from other friends. They're like, oh, you sure you want to do this? Is this a surefire path? Is this something that's even going to be viable? And no one could tell me no, because I ended up going to, originally I was going to go to a film school, the Art Institute of Colorado, but that fell through. I was going to go with my little brother. He was going to go for music. I was going for film. And then I took a week-long trip to Florida. Yeah, Florida in 2014, in about, I think it was March. I went to go see my uncle, took a little relaxer, and then we found out we weren't getting into the school in Colorado, so I just so happened to be in Miami at the time, and I was looking at, I drove past the Art Institute of Miami, and then I heard about a little school called Full Sail University. I'm going to go into Full Sail University in a later episode, and that's a little badge I still have from there, because that is the jump-off point that led me to go into the industry a lot earlier than I thought I wanted to, or thought I was going to. I'm so sorry. I thought I was going to. Yeah, so where was I? Okay, so going to school. So yeah, I graduated college. Got an associate's degree in business, and then I was going down to Florida to go to film school. And, you know, like I said, people were against it. They just didn't understand it. And in retrospect, I'm not sure that if I didn't go to film school, I would be able to talk about a lot of the things that I talk about now. I probably would have at some point, but the way that all of this happened, the way that everything transpired, is the reason why I felt I needed to do the podcast again. But this time, truly go into what struggles, what victories, what failures, what, you know, negative moments, just everything, because I feel like there is somebody out there that I'm trying to prevent, or maybe I'm just having therapy for myself. Honestly, I think I'm probably just going to be having therapy for myself, but if there is one person that I could possibly help or deter or, you know, help understand that when you go after something or you have an obsession of going after something, it is not easy. And I'm only 25. I just turned 25 in May. But from the year I turned 20 in 2014 till now, I feel like it's been a lifetime of just things that have happened. And I think finally I'm in a place mentally that will allow me to talk about all of this stuff, because I wanted to talk about all of this for years. I wanted to talk about this even with the podcast that I had previously. I did bits and pieces, but I wasn't really getting into the fucking mud and talking about everything that happened, from film school to landing on film set to doing all these, to having all these crazy adventures, to financial problems, to, you know, just a bunch of negative shit and a lot of positive shit and a lot of crazy stories and just everything all at once, everything. I wanted to somehow tell my story to maybe bring somebody else to a level of understanding that, you know, whenever you're going to pursue something, it's not easy. I would not be doing this if I didn't still want to be in the industry, if I didn't want to actually be a filmmaker, if I didn't actually want to be a podcaster, videographer, whatever the fuck it is, whatever, an entertainer, if I didn't want to do this, I would not be doing this now. I just feel like I've held this part of me back for such a long time because of the experiences that I've been dealt, essentially, and that instead of blaming the world for everything that has happened, everything that's been going on, everything that has happened to me in the industry, everything that I've allowed to have happen to me, and every excuse, every negative, you know, experience, I just think that it was time finally to just shut the fuck up, set all this equipment up, and record, and finally do something, and finally stop being the guy. And I know amongst a few of my friends, I probably am this guy, and even if you're watching this now and you're saying, oh God, here he goes again, restarting another podcast, restarting something else, Mr. Start and Stop, I'm telling you one thing. I am fully aware that I've been the boy who cried wolf, self-proclaimed boy who cried wolf, you know, Start and Stop, coming soon, you know, big things in the works. Like, I understand that, trust me. And it's been one of those things that has haunted me for the last few years now, because you know, every now and then I'll get a message from somebody that's like, man, you know, from school that I may never have talked to really, like, and they'll be like, wow, you know, I saw what you were doing and it's really inspiring and that's awesome. And I sit there to myself and I say, man, if they only knew. But that's the whole thing. You see the smoke and mirrors. You see all the success. And this is all, you know, a lot of the stuff that I'm probably going to be saying is a lot of regurgitated stuff that you've probably heard elsewhere. But God, those cliches are cliches for a reason, man, because they're all fucking true. And they're all worth something in the end. I just got tired of, and I just got tired of being that guy. And that's why I'm doing this. So, you know, there will be moments where I just draw a blank because I want to say so many things, but I don't know how to say them. So yes, the first few episodes, trust me, will be a little bit like this. There'll be a little bit more blotchier, but I think that if you have the authenticity, I do have an outline of what I want to say, but if you have the authenticity to actually tell people your truth, I think you might get through to them a little bit more. And that's what I aim for this podcast to be. Regardless of what happens in the future on how, you know, the production goes with, you know, if I add other people on here, regardless, it's always going to be me. I wanted to put that out there from the first fucking episode. You're going to get me every single time. The whole reason of this podcast for me to pull back the smoke and mirrors, let you into my world, see what the film industry is actually all about. And, you know, any touch of whatever I want to talk about. Current events, mainly film-related or maybe just current events in the world. Relationship advice, because, I mean, I guess I could be Dr. Evans for a while and I could be a therapist and et cetera, et cetera. Again, unlicensed therapy. I just figured I'd do a podcast where I just talk about whatever the hell I wanted to, but mainly film centric. And that's been something I've been wanting to get off my chest for a long time. Just talking about the film industry and talking about my experiences. And so we will see what happens with this. And like I said, forgive me. I am having a little bit of something to drink, and I just wanted to, you know, basically get all that out of the way. Get all that awkwardness out of the way, because it is a little weird. Trust me, it's a little weird not having someone to kind of like, you know, keep you back on track and talk to. So forgive me. But yeah, like I said, film podcast. We might talk about current events, intimacy, relationships, fun stuff, any current thing that's going on in my life. Yeah, we'll talk about all that stuff. So the next thing that I wanted to address, so you know exactly what the hell is going on here. Excuse me. Why is this thing not popping up? Let's see. Any advice that I would give? Because I wanted to go into a little bit of, I guess, film school. Like I said, I went into film school, and I made the decision to go into film school when I was 20, and that was 2014. I'm going to just do a little bit of an outline because I don't want to go too fully into Full Sail. I have some things that I do want to talk about in regards to the school and my personal experience and my personal opinion on things. I guess I'll just do some pros and cons. Film school for me, if I'm talking in the broadest stroke, I would say it was definitely useful. It was definitely something that I didn't know I needed. Only because it put a lot of things into perspective. When I got to film school, I met a lot of people that shared the same interest as me. They wanted to... Coming back on again. Sorry, I have to do all this myself. So the camera, whenever the camera battery goes out, I got to go back in and do it again. So yeah. What do you call it? Film school. So when I think what I was saying, like-minded people. Yeah, like-minded people. So I met a lot of like-minded people that shared the same thing. They wanted to be larger than life. They wanted to be like a director or a cinematographer. They wanted to be the fucking next Steven Spielberg, et cetera, et cetera. Don't we all? It was a lot of fun. You know, you go into... I remember going into... when you had to, like, I guess, go in for orientation and they gave you the fucking laptops and they, you know, they talked about, oh, you're fucking, you know, this is going to be fucking fantastic. And they had... you know, everybody introduced, like, oh, welcome to Full Sail University. Welcome. Like, it was some I swear to God, it was a fucking movie. Like, the way that they set that fucking school up, it's like, oh, my God, because I took a tour before I did my orientation. And me and my little brother are like, oh, my fucking God, look at how cool this is. Like, they take you to all the nice areas of the school. Not that the school had really any bad areas, but they take you to, like, the nice area of the school. You walk in. And actually, you know what? This is going to turn into, like, a little bit of a Full Sail University thing. So, okay, so I go down to Florida, and I end up going to Full Sail University, right? Got my little badge there. The first thing me and my little brother do when we get down there is we go visit the school. We give her we got into the apartment. I don't even think I unloaded everything in my car. I just like, let's go to the school. It was literally fucking down the block. So we go down the block, get there, and I'm like, oh, hi, welcome to Full Sail University. And then I guess they gave us like our fucking visitor's badges or some shit like that. And we go in, and they're like, okay, so now we're going to go on a tour. And it was this beautiful girl who was giving us a tour, by the way. That helped. So she's giving us a tour, and I want to say the first thing we go into is, like, the fucking entrance of the school, right? So you go, and you go through this fucking Full Sail University sign, and it's like, pfft. It's like, oh, my God, there's Full Sail. And to my memory, I think when you're looking at the sign, you're looking at the fucking school, you got... On your left-hand side, you got the, you know, like the, I want to call it like the auditorium. That's where all the events are having. That's where they have all the events, right? Again, I haven't been in the school since fucking 2015, so a lot has probably changed. But when I was there, that was the auditorium. And when you go straight, you can go to the back lot. And then right over here is the entrance, I guess, of the... Fucking, I don't even know. There's so many fucking entrances in that school. But anyway, so we go through that little fucking arc, and we go into the first entrance, and then we walk through. To my memory, they're like, "Oh, here's Full Sail, and this is where the, you know, a lot of the fucking people hang out at." And it's just like a fucking dip inside, like some stairs and a bunch of like fucking these big long ass couch sitting fucking thing. And then we go into, like, the recording studios, and they're like, well, you know, since you're in film and your little brother is in music, you guys will have different badge access to the different areas of the school. So I couldn't, so it was like, I couldn't go into the music production area and go into, like, the studios, and he couldn't come into the film production side. That's if you weren't let in by somebody who had either badge, which happened a lot. And apparently they could find out, I think they were telling us, we can find out if you've scanned in somewhere else. And we'll be notified. I was like, okay, cool. They showed us the recording studios. They showed us, like, the green screen room. And then they brought us into, like, the ESPN room. I was like, whoa, look at this. Like, I was like a fucking little kid. I wish I would have had a camera on me. Like, on me. I'm like, whoa, look at all this fucking stuff. I swear to God, whoever the fuck their marketing team is on the phone to get you to go to that school... I want them running any campaign I ever run. If I ever go into politics, I want them fucking shit. I should have them fucking market my podcast, because this is the way that they bring you into that school. Like, dude, it is fucking insane. I was on the phone with this one dude. He's like, yeah, dude, I can't wait till you come down here, man. And, you know, they make you feel like family. Again, that's a good salesman right there, because I was like, oh, shit. Like, they're like, yeah, man, we got a fucking back lot back here. We got, like, Italy. We got, like, New York. You know, we got, like, Paris. And I'm like, oh, shit, this is crazy. Like, yeah, it's fucking awesome. You know, you can film a whole bunch of stuff back here. It's almost like the Universal backlot. I was like, oh, my God, I've been to Universal before. The backlight's so fucking sick over there. Yeah, it's not as big. Not as big at all. But then they're like, oh, you know, when they're on the phone with you. Like, I remember talking to the dude, and I was playing guitar at the time, and he was like, oh, yeah, dude, like, I jam in here all the fucking time. Well, he didn't say fuck, but I was like, yeah, I jam here all the time. I was like, oh, dude, like, I can't wait to come jam with you. He's like, yeah, man, that'd be fucking sweet. Again, he didn't say fuck. Gotta add a little bit of fucking, you know, excitement to the story. But, yeah, no, those recruiters, I swear, they kept up with you on the emails. They kept up with you on everything. Like, their recruiting team is fucking nuts. World-class salesmen and women. It was just, in fucking sane. They made you feel like you were a superstar, and then they were going to roll out the red carpet for you to come to school. Like, yo, whatever you need, whatever you thought you had in your head, whatever dream you have, it can be done. And I was sitting there on the fucking phone, like, before I had to go into class when I was in Jersey finishing my degree. I was like, oh my God, I can't wait to go. I'm going to go to Full Sail fucking University. I can't wait. Yeah. Wait till we get to exactly what they did to me. So anyway, yeah, I mean, the orientation part, too, was awesome because you had, a whole bunch of film people. You had people that you were going to be in a class with, and it was basically, I was going for my bachelor's because I had my associate's, but at Full Sail, you can get your bachelor's in 22 months, which is fucking crazy. It was a film bachelor's degree in science. I was like, oh my God. And if you wanted to take like the extended course, it was like 36 months, which is 3 years. So you're getting your bachelor's in less than 4 years, depending on what course you wanted. Now, this we will definitely go into a little bit later in another episode, what a film degree actually means. Yeah, we'll save that later. But yeah, so, you know, I got the tour of the school. Orientation was cool. Everybody was hype. You know, first classes were fucking sweet. I was like, oh my God. And my car ended up fucking breaking down, ironically. Fucking terrible. My car broke down, and I bought a longboard before I went down there. Fuck, I longboarded everywhere. I was in Orlando, man. That shit was nice. The fucking school was right up the fucking road, down the block, basically. It was fucking awesome, you know, just longboard. Everybody was longboarding, walking. It was cool. I enjoyed that. My fucking apartment complex was fucking sweet, man. Like, in Florida, I had a fucking dishwasher in there, fucking $50 extra for a fucking laundromat. I had the fucking gym in there. I had a fucking pool. It was amazing. I loved my experience there when I was living down there, meeting friends. Everybody was close. Fucking, I didn't need a car. I mean, yeah, granted, I would have loved a car, but look, fucking Publix was right up there. Target was there. Fucking longboarding everywhere. Fucking, oh my God, dude. Oh, look, fireworks are going off. The amount of pussy that I got when I was out in Florida. You got to remember, I was in Jersey and I was living at home. And I didn't really get too much action because it was like, you know, up in Jersey, like at the time that I was trying to get laid, not everybody really had their own place. Down in Florida, though, we're in a college town. A UCF was 6 miles away. Holy shit. And Tinder, oh my God. Tinder at the time was like fucking amazing because you had unlimited swipes. You couldn't go back, but fuck that. You had unlimited swipes. So I would just sit there, I swear to God, just put my fucking distance to like fucking, I don't know, 20 miles. Just go swipe, all fucking day. Good God. I was a whore. It was a lot of fun though. Oh my God. But yeah, I mean, like the assignments in class, like what I really liked about the school was, like, you would be in school for, like, 12 hours a day, but, like, 6 of those hours were in the classroom, and then 6 were in the lab. So we would go to, and they tore this down. Well, they didn't tear it down. They fucking fixed it up into, like, an esports arena now. But it was this place called Candyland where you actually got to, like, simulate, and there was a soundstage, and you got to simulate, basically, like, there was, like, a parking. It looked like a little road, and there were, like, buildings in there, and then we had to do, like, a lighting class in there where we had to, like, fucking, you know, do our lighting and all that fun stuff. And like I said, this is a very broad stroke of the topic of Full Sail University because I'm just freestyling here. I don't really have my notes as to what I wanted to say because I said, fuck, we need to do this podcast and we have people waiting, people asking me, and I'm sick and tired of fucking saying, oh, it's coming soon, but it's not coming. So we will get more into depth about Full Sail, but just the broad stroke. I mean, it was film school, I think it's a good thing if you know why you're going. Because like I said, the fucking marketing team to get into Full Sail was like A1. I mean, any question that you had, they answered with like the utmost like enthusiasm. I should have been asking, hey, do I have enough money to cover school? You know, what are these loans exactly? Should have been asking questions like that. Instead of being, you know, oh my God, they have a fucking green screen. Oh my God, they got a backlot. Oh my God, they do fucking events. Like, I should stop. Oh my God, there's a fucking Titantron overlooking the campus. Come on. I should have been asking a lot more fucking questions than if I was going to play guitar with fucking Ted on the other end of the fucking line. But hey, you live and you learn. I mean, film school was fun, though. I knew I would have been in the industry eventually, somehow, some way. But if it wasn't for film school, I would not have the specific stories that I have now. I would not have the film resume that I have now. That 1,000,000%. Like, just the experiences in general, like, 1,000%. And if I had to do it again, the only thing that I would change is just knowing a little bit more information about the financial part of things. Other than that, though, I had a fucking blast when I was there. I had a fucking blast when I was at film school. Now, the reason I left, and again, broad stroke, the reason I left, I had to leave, actually, is because I turned 21 in 2015, and my birthday's in May. My birthday's May 15th, so I believe it was the night before or night of my birthday. I had an email sent to me from the school, and it basically said something along the lines of, like, you didn't take out enough money to cover the remaining 10 months of school, and you need to give us, like, I think it was like $13,000 to $15,000 by June 1st. Mind you, that's fucking 2 weeks. I was like, okay. So, you know, I tried to do that, and ultimately I couldn't afford it. And I was fucking hurt, you know. And there's a part of me that still has anger towards that. You know, not as much as I used to. You know, I've made my peace with it. But there's, you know, I 3.6 GPA, not that that really matters. And again, we'll go into that more later on. I was in class projects. I was there. I wanted to be there. I had passion for it, obviously. And June 1st of 2015, I had to sign a document stating that I could no longer go to the school. And that they have a motto of real world education, right? That that motto, in a metaphoric, ironic, whatever the fuck you want to call it, turn of events, that day, I got some real world education. And what I mean by that, you know, the school gives you that, their motto behind that is, you know, we're going to teach you the real skills that you're going to learn on a set. What they ended up teaching me was, the world's not fair. The world is not just. The world is not as you once thought it was as a child, as an adolescent, as what they show in the movies. It's not always like that. So I learned that the hard way on June 1st, 2015. You know, I had prior events that happened in my life that taught me a lot about life and how fucked up life can be. But that was my first dose of actually going after something I wanted to do, and had a really, 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 you know, huge passion to pursue, and real world education just slapped me right in the fucking face. So, essentially, I full sailed to failure. Ha. But yeah, I don't regret it. I don't regret film school at all. Film school was necessary, I believe, in this, leading me to this. I don't know if I would have, I mean, I probably would have been better off financially if I had gone to like one of the business schools that I got into. However, this right here, I feel is the beginning of something that I've been harboring in my mind forever. This podcast, this moment, is just, I feel different. I feel different about it. I actually feel like for the first time, probably since I decided to go to film school and like the awe that I had, you know, mentally, I feel like this is the moment that I've been working towards. Now, granted, yeah, it's not everything's perfect. You know, I don't have the finances I thought I was going to have. I was talking to somebody the other day and I was like, damn, I didn't think I would be like this at 25. You know, at 25, I was supposed to make my first million. I was supposed to have things. But I can either sit there and be that same person I've been and just be depressed about shit and be, you know, worried about things, or I can sit there and actually make something happen. If I truly want to do this, I have to show up. And the podcast now, since it's by myself, I have to show up. I'm the one that's solely responsible, nobody else. It's just me. No one else is responsible for this but me. And that is the way that I think it always should have been. But, you know, you can't change the past. You can only learn from it. Or you could stay there. But trust me, I've stayed in the past for way too long, and I do not want to be there anymore. I think this is just a good time, though. I feel good. You know, it could be the drink. It could just be my honesty. But, oh, shit. I totally just spilled some. Ugh. And no, trust me, I'm not drunk. I'm not tipsy. I was just a little nervous because I still get nerves, believe it or not. I still get nerves even when I'm on a film set, a new job, something, because I feel like if you're not nervous about doing something, you don't care. You know, as you could probably tell, I've been a little bit of, you know, fumbling my words and just going and stopping and saying a lot only because I'm nervous. Not nervous anymore now that we've gone into the episode God knows how long. But I think now it's, I think now is finally the time where I can actually exercise my ability to talk to people and to give experience and to just have a fun time. I mean, I just never, I never took myself to be the serious type. I can get serious when I need to be, when it pertains to work or pertains to like a relationship or pertains to just somebody that I need to help. But taking yourself too seriously is definitely not the way to go, trust me. Coming from someone who has done that a lot. So, well, I guess my neighbors still want to be on the podcast because they still don't ever shut the fuck up when I'm recording. Like, come on. Shut the fuck up. All right, what else? What else did we have here? Yeah, this is probably going to be one of my shortest podcasts because I just wanted to introduce the podcast. I wanted to have something to be put out there. Let's see here. Film news. I mean, there's a bunch of film news, but I just didn't really want to go into all that shit right now. I figured, let me just have an intimate episode with everybody and let them hear the sound of my voice. Let's see, let's see, let's see. Anything else that's been new? Yeah. No, I just can't ever stop doing the podcast now. I have the sole responsibility of me, myself, and I to do all the recording that I need to do. And that falls on me. That doesn't fall on anybody else. It's my responsibility, and I like it. I like the fact that I'm responsible for this. So, yeah. With that being said, I am putting my podcast on Anchor FM, which will then go to, I believe, Spotify. I'm on Spotify now. I believe I'm on iTunes. I will have to double-check everything. Again, I'm still working out the kinks of all this. All this shit is new to me. All of it. Now, also, as well, I didn't do this with my other podcast. I was going to talk about it. I was going to entertain doing it, but I was like, eh, nah, we'll see. But I am going to start putting donation links in the YouTube bio and any social media posts I put. I'm going to be putting, excuse me, donation links. I might put my Cash App up. Just all that stuff to keep, you know, all this stuff going because I do have a lot. Trust me, this is the minimal setup that I have. But I do have a lot of plans that I want to do personally with the podcast and all the other projects and fun shit that I have in mind that I have just not ever fully committed to. So, yeah, I'll put the donation link somehow, some way in the coming episodes. Yeah, I'm terrible at ending things. I don't even know how to end this. But yeah, I hope you enjoyed. And this has been the inaugural episode of Deep Lockup with your host, Kenneth Evans. And man, I gotta get better at that. That shit sounds fucking terrible. Fuck that shit. This has been Deep... This fucking thing. It's amazing what this microphone picks up, by the way. It's fucking amazing. Anyway, this has been Deep Lockup. I'm your host, Kenneth Evans. I will see you next time. I'm gonna do, I believe, recording... I'm recording today because I'm off on Thursday. That's 4th of July. But I'm going to try to keep my schedule the same as I had it. I'm going to try to release it every Tuesday morning. And I believe it was like 9 o'clock, I think I was putting it out. It might be like 8:30, 9 o'clock. I'll be putting it up on YouTube. I'll be putting it up on Anchor. I'll be putting everything up on social media, my Instagram, my Facebook, et cetera, et cetera. I will have everything in the links and all the bios. But yeah, thank you for joining me. And we will be back next week. I think I'm going to record... Shit, I might give you a double dose this week. And I might record also on... this weekend. If not this weekend, then I will, let's see here. I don't know. I'll figure something out. But this episode might go out a little bit earlier, and then I'll finally go back to like Tuesday. I'll probably stack it up finally till the Tuesdays at 8:30 or 9 o'clock. So yeah, thank you so much. And yeah. I'm fucking out of here because I have nothing else left to fucking say to you. Bye.